the House is voting on D.C. statehood. I have been opposed to statehood in part because the Constitution makes it clear that the district is supposed to be a special district and not a state, and also in part because it clearly is not a state. It's a city. It's 95% smaller than Rhode Island. Every state that's been created in the last 200 years has passed one of two tests. Either it's had 8 million people or it's had 10,000 square miles. D.C. fails both tests. And so my D.C. Maryland Reunion Act is gaining some additional momentum this week. It would allow the people in the residential parts of D.C. to vote for Maryland United States senators. That gives them all the rights of suffrage that proponents of statehood are asking for, while avoiding the legal and practical complications that I described earlier.